This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, Random Order Show, episode 164. She goddamn boy, man. I'm in the house. Jermaine Richards. We got B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yo. How's everyone doing tonight?
B, shout out Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. What a wholesome episode.
We touched on all the hard-hitting topics, man. Trey gets a gastro bug. Joker shirts. Sleeping on your back. When your body parts go to bed. When your lip splits in half. We asked what's the easiest sport in the world. And of course, man, losing your wheels. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do, man. Get on down there in the comments, man. Leave something wholesome. Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Maybe you left a video review. What about the audio review, man? We love it all.
Just clap.
Big money. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All day, man.
Yeah. Pop a perk, get attached.
Yeah, man. Coming at you live in a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, nice. For real, man.
Yeah, toes
are
out.
The same t-shirt?
Sweatpants.
No, these are different t-shirts. This used to be black.
This is definitely gray. This is smoke gray.
It's crazy how the black tee just
dip out on you, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You think it's you in the that black tee forever. For yeah, this is a lot blacker, man.
That is crazy.
Couple washes.
Our straight high heat, high water.
Yeah, man. Fuck it. Yeah, after a while, tough. The rules don't apply to the pieces of clothing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get shit out of there, though.
Yeah, that's right.
It get turned to shit. You like, get this out of here.
Yeah, I guess, man. Fuck, I just wash everything normal. I don't know. I don't see my clothing losing color.
Over the years, man, in a photo, you just see it looking jet black. Damn, nigga, I was really... clean out here with that.
I saw it's like a hack to get the neck back.
I did the little boil, right?
Yeah,
elastic and the boil.
Lee, I gotta try that,
bro. Yeah, you can't be too quick to buy it back, especially a white tee.
I'm not doing nothing with a white tee.
I'm buying it back.
Yeah, that has to be back. What's mostly in like the landfills and stuff is white tees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's like my. I feel bad about the amount of white tees out there because I know I contributed. They just turned to baby shirts too quick, man. And
anything else, I dry clean.
Or you dry clean?
What do you mean? Clean
it. Like, if it's a piece that I'm afraid to dry, like, wash it and shit, mm-hmm. I just dry clean it.
You have your, like, return. Like, you go to the dry cleaner with these, like, pieces that you...
Yeah, but I ain't got no pieces, that, like, recently, for real. I ain't been going anywhere in a couple of years. Like, the Gucci pants I had, I'm like, okay, these are nice Gucci pants. I dry clean, and the day I fucking didn't... I don't even think it was me that washed it. Someone else washed it and shrunk it. And I said, shrunk my drip.
Bedtime Gucci pants.
Trump my drip.
But like I feel like the washers nowadays are like they good to like bypass a dry clean.
There's some pieces you just gotta bring to dry cleaners.
Word.
Like it ain't going even.
I tell you what though, the only thing I dislike is like if you do follow the instructions on washing clothes, you gonna have like triple the amount of loads because you can't like
wash by itself.
Yeah, you gotta wash something. Remember that's beer or, like what the fuck? I'm gonna do laundry for 3 days.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble, bro.
Yeah, like
but one time a dry cleaner shrunk my drip.
And what do you do? Nothing? You gotta
I was
eat
at
that?
A hotel, man, and I had to wash my drip, so I handed it into the dry cleaners. Came back smaller and I just left a note. Just like, well, this shit don't fit me no more.
What do they do in the dryer? Like, how do they clean? How do they clean the stain up?
Honestly, I don't even know, man. I just thought it was like more professional and they take their time with one.
Because
you got to give specific instructions like delicate, could easily shrink, know this, know that. Like, but I had a good dry cleaner once upon a time.
It breaks my heart when a dry cleaner can't get it out. Did you come back?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I tried
everything.
Did everything. Oh, my God, man.
Do you still got to pay them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still clean. I clean. It's better. Better.
Smells good. Yeah. I got a danko. But yeah, I used to have a good dry cleaner, man. She had a dog. It was always cute to go check in on her.
You know when you got a shirt and it's like, it shouldn't be a bedtime shirt, yeah, but also this could be like a luxury bedtime shirt. This would be a very nice bedtime shirt right now, but it's still like that bittersweet because, you know, it's too early. Yeah.
That's when you get some bullshit in the mail.
Yeah.
Bedtime shirt?
Bedtime shirt.
I love a good bedtime shirt. I love a good wouldn't to cast stuff out in this, man, bro. Bedtime?
Nah. I'm in it.
I threw away too many bedtime shirts, man.
You need bedtime shirts, though.
You need them, but.
But you don't need that much.
You don't need that many. No, yeah, just a quick little cycle. Yeah. But you go on vacation, bro, you don't pack a bedtime shirt. Mm-hmm. Bro, nice shirts only. And that's how you get a bedtime time shirt. So bedtime come back home with two bedtime shirts.
Yeah, I fucked up. Didn't pack my BT shirt, man. But more times not, my BT shirts are fucking like just plain black shirts or white T-shirts from Goodfellow.
The shrunken ones, though.
Yeah. Because you get those ones, and they're good, like, underneath shirts. And, like, just shirts that you'll wear, maybe.
You going with the Goodfellow?
Yeah.
What's that? Are the shrinkers? The Target joint?
Yeah, the Target joints. But they're good for, like when you bust them out of plastic. Mm. And then now they're sleeper shirts around the crib.
Disposable shirts.
Yeah, they're disposable, honestly. But, yeah, they're fresh when you bust out the package, and then you got to go somewhere. Like, it's like the... It's like a level one white tee.
So one time.
That's not right, man. No, that's like not right.
Five wears.
Five wears? No, four Joker wears, though.
Four Joker
wears. One wear. Like it's under your sweater.
It's a good summer like white tee where it's like you're not serious. You're not sacrificing nothing.
But one sweat.
It's
a Joker shirt.
It's a JS. Personally.
Yeah. Oh, bro, you can't be out here in a Joker shirt.
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta have a serious shirt, bro.
Joker shirt in the summer is great.
Yeah, sweaty Joker shirt. Bro, take me home, bro. I'll drop my friend off if he's in a Joker shirt just looking jokes.
But what happens if you didn't start in the Joker shirt, but by the end of the day it's a Joker shirt?
That's why you have keep at least a decent bedtime shirt under your hoodie. Not complete jokester.
Yeah.
Nah, sometimes I'm joking. Sometimes I'm straight joking. I'm like, all right, fuck, no one's going to see me here, man. That's the only thing about Orlando. I can do straight jokes outside.
straight jokes.
No one's seeing me there, man. Like, once in a while, but I'm like, okay, yeah, you caught me slipping. But yeah.
You know your friend will come to your house and you're in your Joker shit?
Oh, my God. Man. Fuck.
Aunties and uncles coming to meet you. I'm in my baby basketball jersey. Oh, yeah. Like the twins' bedtime clothes used to be like cargo shorts that we used to wear outside.
Cargo shorts?
Yeah. Bro. Fucking scraping his skin in his sleep. I remember, what are you going to sleep for?
like plaid. Like, you remember plaids?
Okay. Yeah,
plaid cargoes. Yeah.
The Blue Notes ones. Yeah, and they used to go to sleep in that drip. I was like, bro, what are you doing?
You got to be wearing, man. So you buy some fast fashion. Trust
me.
It's some bullshit. Yeah, you gotta wear it to bed. Yeah,
sometimes shit's two jokes for bed, bro. I was like, bro, you gotta give this away, bro.
It's true.
To another Joker.
Yeah, it's true.
And there's just some certain things that you just like, you can't be in bed with. It's just like in my skin, it's uncomfortable. Like, I can't lay down in my bed with socks on. I can't lay down in my
sometimes
bed with
sometimes I'm in
sweats.
The mood for that, man. Sometimes I'm in, I got the appetite for leaving my socks on.
You go under with socks?
No, the bonus with socks is you can leave them out and you're like chilling and shit.
Yeah, I don't
monster know, can't touch your foot if you
socks. Yeah.
I admit I don't sleep with socks anymore.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah,
no, mostly not.
I'm gonna tell you why I think it's because now like my girl be beside me, so it just be a hotter experience overall,
bro. That extra body heat,
you know what I'm saying?
You're getting like you're talking intimate. What do you mean it's hotter overall?
Well, when I was just living by myself.
Oh, I thought you meant like Paris Hilton, like that's hot.
Well, yeah, I don't.
I mean, you're getting like
but I just meant like temperature. Like I can't sleep with the socks no more. It's just be too hot. Yeah.
Man, I be saying it, bro. Like you sleep on a king size bed,
queen.
You're on a Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. I'm on a Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm. I got the King Batch at the crib.
Nice.
No sweat.
He the new king.
He's sitting on the king right
salute,
there.
Salute, bro. Salute.
But I'd be feeling like you run out of space on your queen. Like I feel like sometimes like the queen is not enough space for you to like space out.
You want to take a vacation and move over?
Yeah, like you. you on the king.
Yeah.
So, like, you can go have your own real estate over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a queen, it's like, ain't getting far.
You can't even make a statement. Shit. No. A little bit mad and shit.
Man, fuck this.
Max still touching.
Get on my fucking toes in, nigga. You're still right there. On the king, you'd be like, what the fuck is this nigga? You know what I mean? Like, you're far away.
Right.
So I got to up the king experience mm-hmm. soon, because I don't know, I just feel like space on the bed sometimes. I'm like, all right, I need some space.
You, nah, feel
you. You be trying to hit the diagonal?
Nah, I mean, I get like that, you know, but I don't start like that.
Yeah, no, facts. Yeah
but I get like that. I get like that for sure.
I start diagonal.
I like my one leg, like... Mm. You feel me? I like that. Yeah,
a little
like,
Air Jordan. Wait,
which one?
It's like a mini. I sleep on my stomach, so it'd be my left leg. So I like my left leg. Just
knee
my right up. Leg. Sorry. So I like
right leg knee up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sleeping on your back.
On my stomach.
Oh yeah. No, I thought you like posted. That's proper.
If I were to take a picture aerial.
It's like you're climbing the mountain.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly. Your knee
Spider-Man
in a ball.
Shit. Spider-Man yeah. shit. Spider-Man
knee
shit.
In a ball.
Yeah,
that nigga fell from a building.
Yeah, okay.
You're currently slipping on ice.
Yeah, that's proper.
Yeah, that one's proper.
I need that. That's my go-to stuff.
But even when I'm like that on the Queen Latifah, like my mm-hmm. knee is like out or my toes is hanging off my bed.
That might be a 6-foot problem, brother.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I ain't up there yet.
That's why I need a king. I'm saying I need that space.
I feel you.
So, especially with someone else in the bed,
mm-hmm.
you don't got nowhere to go.
Yeah. I mean, Zara sleep on her back.
Shit, turtle.
What's up?
I'm not a back sleeper, bro.
I try. I can't do it, man. I always move, like, subconsciously.
Yeah, it doesn't last very long. It doesn't. Even when mm-hmm. I'm sick and I lay on my back, I'm like, bro, this, I'm fucking choking die.
Like, how am I? How am I doing?
Bro.
That ain't how I was taught to do it.
I just feel like someone could choke. Like, yeah. Like your song, Breaking the House. Yeah.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
You already on that.
If I'm on my stomach, and you're on my back, get off of me. You know, if I'm here, get off of me. You're not getting off me.
Yeah.
Because you're not taking me serious.
Yeah.
I'm in my Joker shirt. Getting choked. I don't want to make a weird noise.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Slipping off my queen and all that. Right?
Yeah.
Gotta be on your stomach, so Charlie, you're more, cause yeah, especially if you're on your stomach and your knee's already there, you know how quick I can get up?
Bro, you're left, ready to stand, right? One movement away from standing up.
Also, you ever see a fight when a nigga get on a nigga back? What he always do? Just put their knees and you're done.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I gotta be able to hit that if somebody comes in the crib, you know? So yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't think I sleep on my side for real. It's literally just
that's a throwback for me. Whenever I hit that, I'm just like in my little kid mode. That's when I'm trying to sleep in and shit, man. You know what
I mean? But sometimes I try to put the pillow between my legs.
Yeah.
So I'll sleep on the side.
Like a little motorcycle action.
Yeah.
Motorcycle pillow. Yeah, so I feel it, dog.
Because they say it keep your spine a little straighter when you do that. So
yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Niggas are trying to say there you got to sleep on a square pillow now. Like one that elevates.
Yeah, they're going to say that. I've seen it.
It makes sense.
You do got a neck corner.
My spine is
But sometimes you hit that pillow fold. Like I am thinking about my spine. I hit the pillow fold. Feel your spine all straight. Mm-hmm. I lined everything.
I think we should sleep upside down.
But in the blood arrest to your head.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We had our peoples over, and my bed was taken by my nephews. I said, all right, little nigga, take the bed.
Nice.
I took the hammock. There's a hammock here.
A hammock.
So I took the hammock. Wow. And I was like, I got in there, and I wasn't even rocking. Like, I was set.
Set.
But then my foot was like up like that the whole night.
You sleeping like a scrump.
Yeah, sleeping like a scrump, for real. So I'm curled like a scrump. And then I couldn't feel my, there's no more blood on my leg.
No more.
There's none left. Yeah, my left leg was pale. No. Yeah, I started panicking. So if I'm sleeping like a bat and my whole half feels like that,
half your body's asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, the hammock's only for short-term sleeps. Mm-hmm. You can't do no long-term overnight shift on a hammock.
Yeah, I found that out.
It's a nap. It's a napping thing.
And I think I needed a little more space because it's already going up like a U.
So you just Gary V mode.
Yeah, literally.
So you tried to like extend yourself a bit to like make it a bit flatter, or you
I just didn't want to roll I didn't want to do that. So I was kind of like, I laid down. I said, all right, however I'm at. So if you were to cut the hammock down, I would have fell like on my back and my neck.
Yeah,
and I would have done the U. Mm. I would have done the Chris Brown stomp U, and then like fully roll over. So it was all terrible posture.
And you slept there the whole night?
I did 1 hour.
Mm. 1 hour shift.
I did 1 hour.
Okay.
And then I went on the floor. There was some sad ass pillows that I just set on the floor, but then the pillows kept separating.
Mm. Still worse.
So half hardwood, half cushion.
Yeah.
And then the couch pillows.
That's when you wake up early, man.
That's why I was always you wake up early.
Like you just get just enough.
Let's go, man. It's chill, man. It's chill.
It's always very shocking when you like wake up to one of your limbs like for real asleep.
Oh my
like,
god. Just
deep. Like, oh, I can't even, this isn't even mine. You don't even identify with the limb no more, nigga. You just looking at that shit dead. And then you get the stings.
Oh, the you stings,
can't even,
man.
You can't even do nothing with this on for a minute.
Yeah,
no, that's, your foot is the craziest. Especially, have you ever tried walking on a foot that's asleep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bro, you'll fall down. It is, you'll fall down.
Really?
You'll fall, man.
Damn.
There's one time.
Real deal, yeah. You post on the toilet for a little too long. Sometimes the grind take you to the toilet, dog. I'm not even going to lie to you. And I'm just like, I'd be editing and shit, ready to go. But I'm like, I'm done what I'm doing here, but I got to keep editing. And just, bro, my leg will be asleep, bro. I got to lay on the floor for a bit.
Yeah. You ever feel like someone makes a comment about your personal like equipment and then you got to like double think the shit that you're doing, but then you're like, hold on, it's my shit?
What happened?
I'm chilling. I was writing all day, and I'm on my iPad. But back at the crib, it's either we're watching basketball off, Julie and I watching either off my laptop or on my iPad. So I'm writing on my iPad. If you buy an app from the App Store off your fucking iPad,
you
should be able to transfer that app over to your laptop. No,
you all platforms, so bro.
All your platforms.
It's like Steam Apple, and shit. Apple ID, right?
I buy one app for not a good price off my iPad. I try to go transfer it over. They say, yo, new price.
So I don't know those guys. Yeah. Like, what'd you get on your iPad? Where? What the fuck?
I don't know that one.
Oh, shit.
How they separate it is, so-and-so app for iPad. So it's Final Draft. So just the script writing app, industry standard type shit. So they'll get you Final Draft for Mac. And then it's like, you check the iPad, Final Draft for iPad.
Yeah.
Same price, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
So that's the final time I purchased that app.
Boop. Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's down the iPad there. So anyways, leave my computer downstairs. I'm just like, yo, fuck, stomach's acting up. I got to go do what a human has to do. Going upstairs, I'm like fucking four steps up the stairs. You bring the iPad in there, eh? I'm holding them out the stairs like,
oh, that's the basketball TV.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. But I'm like, you're not in this one. I don't think the next time wait, but I'm like, what the fuck? It's my iPad. Like, yeah. It should be able to go wherever.
Yeah, that's yours,
yeah.
But I'm like, I'm there fending for myself. I'm like, I mean, no, I don't wipe and touch. Like, I
yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's my source. It's my source to the outside. But, that's what Lysol. That's what Lysol. But
yeah, wipe, dog. 99.9% almost everything.
Yes. Yeah, no, but that nigga made me feel like self-conscious about the shit. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I feel that deal.
You know? Like, y'all bring equipment to the bathroom still?
That's what I'm saying. If only, like, for real, if I
just
got
my
a
phone.
If I really, if I'm grinding, like, I need to finish this edit, there's no time.
Yeah. Laptop?
Yeah, wipe down.
Squap top in there, eh?
Wipe down.
Squap top while you're squapping.
Little tiny table, everything, bro.
Damn. How long y'all shit for, though?
Bro, that's the thing. It's like, I don't even, I don't necessarily need to be in there for a minute, but it's just like, I can't, like, lose a minute not editing, so I just gotta keep going. But it's like, bro, even this trip is gonna distract me, so I just.
Right.
Yeah.
Lock in.
But I feel that.
I like to take a vacation, man. If I don't got to bring nothing in there and shit.
Yeah. iPad is rare. iPad is like, all right.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was
you
rare.
You just wanted to watch basketball on it?
Yeah. I wanted to continue just watching basketball. No. Because I was thinking about what I was doing, but there was many games that
had some
live bets going on. So I continue on that, and but it was on the counter. Like, I leave it on the counter, but I guess I don't know the air of it being in that same room.
How y'all feel about that? Because I was thinking about that the other day. I was just like, air in the washroom and da da da. And I have a toilet brush cover,
right? On a toothbrush.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, the toothbrush cover. Yeah, you know, the toothbrush cover on the toothbrush. So I'm like, okay, cool, like it's covered. But I looked at the toothbrush cover like 2 days ago, and it's just. It's dirty under there. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Somehow,
like, I don't know. It's like.
That's that bathroom air, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I close the toilet seat when I flush the toilet. So shouldn't I be straight?
Yeah. I want to say I saw a video on this where they like had a plate open or like a petri dish or some shit. Nigga.
Yeah.
Where they flush the toilet with it open and then they compare it with it being closed. Yeah. You're pretty
You're safe. Pretty good it's closed. It's closed, right? Yeah, yeah. So I dash right to brush.
I don't know, bro.
Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
It's like
bro. Crazy shit. Like, shit, niggas.
Man.
Like,
your body got to fight, man.
Yeah, the microorganisms going to get you, bro.
They going to organize.
Yeah, real deal.
What am I doing? You know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
They're going to get me. So.
Yeah. Man, they got jazzed the other day.
When?
He was in a bad place.
Yeah.
He was fucked up again? Really?
Yeah, they got me, bro.
Yeah, they got me, bro.
You knew about the time he was down bad in Orlando just before he came up?
Nah.
Yeah, nah, man.
Yeah.
Damn. We have you had the RSV or something?
I had to RSVP, bro.
At the hospital.
To the hospital.
Yes, I'm coming, nigga. Keep a bed open.
Bro, I had.
You went Beanie Siegel mode with the wheelchair.
Yeah, I did with Gustavo Fring, Uncle Mo. What's that name from Breaking Bad? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, the grandpa?
Hector. We're gearing up to come out here, and things were picking up with the scripts. We had some scripts to hand over, and Jermaine was coming over throughout the week. We're working on some scripts. And it was a weekend, and this was like our last week in Orlando to write before we came out here. And then I had a wing party. I had a wing party, and I had two wing places come deliver some wings.
No,
two wing places.
I had to get the tenders. I had to get the boneless. Sorry. Correction.
From the boss?
Correction.
Okay.
Correction.
I did the boss the day before. So I had a wing party the day before. Okay. And then I did the wing stop. Mm-hmm. Boneless.
Okay.
I had the wing stop boneless come over with Papa John's. Nice. So that was a party the second day. It was a terrible week. $16.99 for 20 boneless.
If I remember correctly.
Four flavors. So Julian, I ordered pizza. I had ordered the boneless. Mm-hmm. We've done share the thing. So the combo we've done many times before, it is totally safe.
Right.
So whatever, I'm eating it and I just guess how one piece and I was like, I don't know, something about that piece is just too wet. Too wet. You know what I'm saying? Like
the denial piece.
It was the reject mode. So I hit the reject.
Damn.
Took the piece out, but I felt like it's like I already had
it got in there. Yeah.
So what the fuck? That's when the meal was just over. Like I was already near the end. I was just begging. I was already full and I ate and I was like, now it didn't taste good. But Julian's usually spinning these pieces out and first thing he says, that one will cook.
That one don't cook.
You know how Jamaicans do it quick.
Yeah, man.
Barely touch it.
No. Yeah. So immediately I spit out and said, that one will cook. So he seen it and he heard me and he knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And then the next morning.
To know what it is crazy. Like the fact that this happens.
Sometimes, yeah, and I chose well done, but like sometimes it's either like, it's just not cooked or it's too fatty, but it's like your chicken, I don't accept, you know what I mean? Like,
oh no, yeah. Chicken doesn't, no exception.
There's no exception. Like, so
it's that temperature, you don't.
Yeah. I was confused though, because outside was crispy and I was just wet and on the inside. So I was like, So now, I'm sleep, and that's the thing about a sickness, bro.
Oh no!
That's the thing about a sickness.
Get you when you never your neck.
So I just wake up, and my eyes just open. I just say, "Oh no, man!" Yo, just say my stomach. I'm just fucking. Yo, what is that? Yo, you're just like upset because you already know it's coming. Mm-hmm. So I'm there, just trying to fight it off, just trying to breathe proper, and just fucking.
Yeah, just make it go away.
Yeah, just trying to, whatever. It's not, I feel it. It's not. So I'm like, all right, let me set up. Go throw up. All right, I'm fucking, I yacked once and that's it.
And I'm good, yeah.
It was a lot, bro. And I was just like, all right, that was like almost like over. Like that, you know what, a sickness from when you're throwing up because you ate something bad, your body's ejected versus like.
Like just acid.
Your body's saying,
this
nigga.
Is everything.
Yeah, let's be going to everything else. See what this is.
A fucking window cleaning.
Fuck. And that one, that one that hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're down there. You're still like, yo, boy. You're like,
damn, bro.
Yeah.
But it's like fucking like 6 a.m. So I'm screaming in the bathroom and shit, whatever. So I had to like go to sleep, wake up again at like 10, like the next 2 hours, throw up again, go back to sleep. And now I'm like, all right, getting the shivers and shits. So I'm just like, I'm probably out of commission today. So he's like, yo, I'm about to come over or whatever. I'm like, yeah, like come, but I just threw up again. I thought I'd be okay. So he comes over now, still just throughout the day, I just keep going to the bathroom and throwing up. But I'm at the point where nothing's even coming out anymore. It's just like acid. So I'm like, I had to drink just to throw it up because every time I'm throwing up, it's hurting. Like, I'm getting nuts coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to drink as much water, but like I just can't keep anything down.
Damn.
Pepto-Bismol and all that shit, whatever. So
that shit never work.
Yeah, well, I literally just think it's just a quote, whatever it is, and like spit something out. It just makes me yak. Yeah. So
Pepto makes you yak?
To me, it's just by the time I'm sick, I'm like, I don't know that nasty shit.
Right. Yeah. Damn. Okay.
But it's supposed to like quote your stomach,
right?
Or whatever. So yeah. Anyways, but then by like fucking, it was maybe by like 4 o'clock. I'm sleeping. I'm waking up wet as fuck. Hot, then I'm cold, but then like I my foot kept falling asleep. I'm like, bro, I can't like feel my fucking limbs. And then I try to stand up and I was like, yo, that was like fucking hard to get up. So then I was just like, all right,
damn,
man, I can't walk. When I was like standing up, I was getting dizzy and shit. So like Julie needed to help me to the bathroom and shit. And fucking like, I'm like, all right, cut. Like, let me just fucking throw up. Like, you don't have to stay here.
Can't see this.
No. So then niggas just start talking about the hospital, saying like, yo, you know, you should go to the hospital. I'm not trying to hear that because the hospital's going to tax me out there, mm-hmm. not being American, not having insurance. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, nah, man, I'm just going to, let me just, nah, you know what it is. But I'm putting like all my weight on him and he's barely able to hold me up. He's like, yo, this is like,
damn,
it's too much. I couldn't walk. So then he's like, he calls his mom and his mom's like, nah, like take him to the hospital, like whatever. If he's not walking, I couldn't like hear shit. I'd be like, he'd say something and then I'd respond like later and he's not even in the room anymore type shit. Like, so I was like kind of losing it.
What the fuck?
And then,
nigga, you was boneless.
Huh?
You was boneless.
Yeah, I was literally boneless, rather than fucking jelly. So then, whatever, we ended up going to the hospital and shit, and he, whatever, go downstairs, go to one hospital, mm-hmm. niggas like dragging me in, going in through like wheelchairs and shit like that. Her first hospital's like, yo, we're so booked for the night, like honestly, go to the next one, we're not going to be able to take him. Go to the next one, we're sitting there for a minute, whatever, long story short, they hook me up to IV, and they start asking like all these questions and shit, start pumping in like just crazy IV. And I started getting my powers back. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Then they fed me to see if I was going to throw up anymore, but nothing was coming out.
What did they give you?
Just IV. Oh, like you? Crackers. Mm. Cheap motherfuckers, man. Those shit was good. Yeah, they fed me like a seagull. And then and they saw nothing else was coming up. And this was probably about like 10 o'clock now. So I was throwing up all day until that point. Damn. And they're saying that some sort of virus is like going around where it's like that. But then I was like, yo, honestly, I ate raw chicken. I think that could have been it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a mix of both. Truthfully, I don't know. But mm-hmm. yeah, nah, that was scary. And then that trip to the hospital cost me $2,000.
Damn.
Pardon me?
$2,000. Yeah.
But they was just at the ringer, just seeing what they could squeeze.
Yeah,
for.
Yeah. They said, oh, how much you made last year?
And I like, looked at, nigga, I looked at, how like, much is it?
How many should I have made it?
Bro.
That was hard.
How did they run it? Like, that's crazy.
I should have threw it right there on this fucking machine. How much you make last year? Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's a good time to faint.
Yeah,
so
facts.
Do you feel like that hospital visit like saved your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, I was dead still. I was dead. Like, I couldn't even talk. I couldn't, like, I literally could not stand. I couldn't walk. Damn. But I just think it's because I threw up everything. So it's mm-hmm. either that or I just would have fainted and I wouldn't know if niggas were going to wake me up. Or because mm-hmm. I wasn't throwing up anymore. I just had nothing left in my body. I had mm-hmm. no energy. I couldn't walk. Like,
right.
That was the scariest thing to me.
Right.
Then they just put IV back and I was fine.
Right.
But
damn, bro. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I'm glad you made it through that, though.
Yeah.
And I was back up next day.
That's
shit.
Next bro. Level right there.
Smoking on that gas. Right when I got home.
Nice.
Yeah.
You earned it. You earned it.
Yeah, bro.
Damn. Two bands, yeah. Though. Fuck.
Yeah. I paid like a deposit of like $200, and then they sent me an email saying,
pay the rest.
Dang.
Yeah, so I'm ducking the feds right now.
Yeah.
I ain't even over there.
Yeah, brother. I'll get you next time, man. I'll get you next time. I'll see y'all.
For real.
You never want to hit the hospital, man.
Yeah.
It was new, though. It was new. It was on some new shit. It was all right. But, yeah, it was just, yeah, they had me in the hall, too. Like, all the rooms were booked up, so they just had me in the hall. Wow. So I'm just seeing everyone walking by, and I'm just like...
You see niggas with worse shit and shit? They got a sign through their body?
Yeah, niggas breathing with poles in their body and
bro,
shit.
Bro, ER is nuts, shit. Man.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, someone just got into a car accident, dislocated his wrist, and he's trying to say, nah, I'm straight, I'll go home like this, but he's like, brother, your wrist is out of your skin.
Yeah.
No, that's like this. No! Yeah, you don't get that hospital, you know.
His shit gonna be...
16, man.
He gonna break his next wrist counting that many wrists.
Fuck, man.
But you need insurance, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I figured it out both ways. Like, I had the first wave of dental insurance or dental payment out there with no insurance.
Mm.
Not hospital bill, no insurance. Like, it's like $200 a month, like $200 a month, but It's for shit like that, because if you get sick or something happens or like playing basketball or whatever, like, you're not going to want to fucking, no, I'll go to Canada with fucking my limb looking this way.
Mm-hmm. Some niggas just hit it like that, man. Just fucking.
Yeah, but that's why you're walking fucked up for the rest of your life. And then it's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's fucked up, honestly, man, when you get to that, when you get to that side of life, bro, like, bruh.
Like, bruh, fix me for free.
Dog.
And I know everyone's going to take advantage of that, so that's what we have to do as a human race. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone stop fucking around.
Dog.
Everyone gets fixed for free, but no fucking around. And like,
you're right.
Try and stay out the hospital.
Yeah. Like, if you had a, all right, niggas is born and you get stamped with like a 10 fix me for free cards.
Everyone gets 10.
Everyone 10 gets 10. Bro, if you go on, if you get fixed 11 times, like now you're a cat.
Now, you gotta-
now you're a cat. Like, it's not, you're gonna have to pay, but. If aliens come down to Earth, the first thing they need to fix is like how humans treat other humans. Mm. Everything should be free, bro.
Real deal.
And all the healthcare workers, bro, bump the raise, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Let all them niggas all drive Benzes, whatever they got to drive. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that's it, bro.
It's that easy, man.
The thing is, it is that easy. Release more money.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just whoever got the government or whatever, they just got to release more money. So now them niggas getting paid more. Because it's certain doctors that be making, obviously, the big bucks. And then the other ones that like have to work their way up, it's just like, oh, no, that's the way it is. Obviously, fuck, it's more than that.
Yeah.
I want the whole nurse factory coming at me. When I'm in the ER, I fucked up. They're saying, man, what this nigga saying? I need that nigga.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help y'all, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's long hours. It's fucked up shit. It's traumatizing for them, too. But it's like, I'm just saying this because I watched a movie and a little documentary. And the girl's just saying she gets paid like shit. But they were so much hours that they have to pay. And she's incredibly in debt.
He's watching Grey's Anatomy or something?
Nah. I was watching. I was watching.
Yeah,
what's that movie called? Dumb Money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been exaggerated, but it was based off true stories. And so one of the girls in there, she was she worked in the ER, and she had invested in some money in GameStop, and she was just like, she was saying how much she's in debt. So I don't know if her story is true, but it was giving the inside scoop of that.
Life. Yeah, it's definitely some nurses in the 90s.
Yeah, oh for
sure. 90s Honda body.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Or in the Civic.
That's why a lot of them do the is it a traveling nurse? Because you go other places and get more money.
Oh, yeah. Shit, word.
That shit, yeah.
Damn. You got like a max contract overseas and shit?
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Yeah, but I mean, fuck, there's so many things wrong in this world, bro.
Yeah.
That's just the start of it all, man.
Sometimes you almost hit the ER with a bad lip crack, man. Yeah.
Being back in Canada, man. Fuck.
Shout out to Blistex, man. Holding the young nigga down, man.
They say that one gets drier, though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
I believe it now. I believe it because I be putting this on. Like, I put this on.
It shouldn't have to be 4 or 5 times a day.
No.
Should be a good layer. It should only come off when you eat and drink.
Does it not say ointment on it? No, it doesn't.
Bro, it just says lip drip.
It's protecting.
And the thing is, as a lip drip company, wouldn't you want to put something in your product to make their lips dry out so then they use it again so then you go and buy their shit more?
Yeah.
To say my lips are dry? It's just like Apple.
Or you switch to the V. The classic VL.
What's that?
Vaseline.
It doesn't do it. It doesn't
What's
do
the
it?
Best one? I heard Holly Baldwin's got a good one.
Who's?
Holly Baldwin's. What's her name again?
Haley Baldwin. Haley Bieber?
Yeah,
her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She did what?
She got a bomb, got a lip balm.
Really? Okay.
She got a bomb at lip balm. Yeah.
Apparently Finn do now too.
Who?
Finn.
Who?
Finn.
Finn.
Finn the Buddha. Oh, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw you saying Fendi.
Yeah.
Finn. Finn.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. Apparently Finn got one, but like.
Word.
I don't know, bro. It's.
I bought this today too. I'm mad.
Yeah
they gonna get you, $4.95.
Out your account.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
This? $4.95.
I say after tax, it's like $3.50, $3.49. And then.
Bro, certain small thing. If it's too small, no taxes.
Should be a dollar.
No tax.
This should be a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And it was.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
You catch it on sale sometimes.
Bro.
You be using. My bad. You have a Grab Z shit? Like, what she like, she be using? They got the shit.
Bro,
man.
She, man. I'm going to Sephora let me tell you about tomorrow. Her, man. I love her, but she be like, don't touch it. Like,
really?
She, bro, damn. It's like, I just like, yo, I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Your shit, my shit.
Yeah, you of course. Feel yeah, me? My shit, your shit, my shit. Whatever I got.
You know, we gonna break it down 50-50, you know?
She don't want my shit.
She don't touch my brush.
She don't want your shit. Because you shit with the laptop open. She don't want nothing to do with your shit.
Nah, bro. So she got the Aquaphor shit.
That's the one?
Aquaphor is good.
Yeah.
Aquaphor is good, but
that's made by they're in the Vaseline umbrella, no?
Yeah, because they're good for the tattoos. After you get a tattoo, you put Aquaphor on it.
Yeah, it's
more to
purpose. Yeah,
but Aquaphor will fix a dry lip.
We'll put it back,
Brit. Because you buy the she got the
it's
tube.
Got this like big. She takes it out and puts it in smaller tubes.
Oh, okay. Oh, they got the squeezer tube
she
too.
Crazy yeah.
It, yeah, the squeezer tube will get. They'll do it.
That'll do it.
Oh yeah, no, I used to have that one. Yeah, come in the tube.
Just quick.
I used to have that one. Yeah,
that one's good. Aquaphor, I rock with.
You walk with a toothpaste size tube joint?
I do it in my travel size baggage, but I left it at home.
Damn, man.
Yeah,
I need something that will mend a cracked lip back together. Like, you know, you smile quick.
Yeah.
Bro.
You I smile quick in the winter. Winter. Somebody gets you a little good joke.
Yeah. Fuck.
You just gotta squeeze it back.
Oh my God. Everything fucking stings. Yeah.
Right down the middle. It'll split you in half symmetrical. Just.
You want a fucking ninja? Just fucking.
Yeah, you know,
and he just holds the blade up, then your lip just says, "Dog, it's the worst."
Nah, real deal. Oh man, yeah.
Nah, man.
I gotta find something, man. I was fucking with CarMax for a minute.
Nah, they jar your shit up too. Aquaphor, bro. Honestly, Aquaphor, yeah. They don't want that. I'm probably gonna go right now. What time is it? Yeah. Dog. I love Canada, bro, but there's so many things I came back to and I said, oh, yeah, winter. I said, oh, yeah. There's some good things, though. There's some good things. Because let me tell you what.
You could have went to the hospital, that's for sure.
Yeah, but they would have taken long, bro.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be packed out, man. Yeah, everybody just there. You can't. If I can't see what's wrong with you,
get the fuck. You all right,
go
man.
To YouTube. Yeah. Book an appointment.
Bro. And that's the thing. I think I'm going to find like a personal doctor.
Nice.
Or something where it's just like, bro.
House calls and shit.
Whatever time it is, bro. Like, there should never be a waiting room here. Like,
bro,
like,
I got this fucking...
Yeah, I was just like, you been coming out. Bro, look at this. Look at this mark on my ass. I don't know where it came from. No, you good, bro. You just got burnt. what was I saying? Oh.
Canada.
So I left a drink in my car. Come back the next day, it's cold. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty sick. Yeah. Right, there's a water in there?
Right, yeah, right. I left milk in there. Oh, nice. The milk is good.
Nice.
It's a refrigerator in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I go outside, smile, lip crack. That's a bad thing.
Bad thing.
Now I'm having I split the side of my lip.
Oof. In the, like,
corner.
Damn, I ain't got one of them in a minute.
Yeah, that this one hurts, man.
Damn.
Lime, everything. It stings now.
Yeah.
What else? Warming up your car every day. But then out here, you can't even warm up your car comfortably because they're stealing cars and sending it to Africa.
That's true, yeah. Warm your shit up, for real, man.
And then, woof, send it over.
Yeah. Warm up in Africa. We'll warm it up, man, for sure.
We'll get it started.
Damn.
You just see your shit on African Kijiji, man.
Yeah.
Bro, so, they don't even care that you see it. That is, and you can be, that's mine.
Come get it.
Right. Yo, literally.
Come get it.
Yeah, bro. No,
it's fucked. It's fucked.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't know, man. That shit got to be so frustrating. I pray in my life I never have to experience a level of frustration like that where something is taken from me. I'm telling someone, yo, it's right there. They're looking at me saying, I can't do anything.
Not our jurisdiction.
Not my jurisdiction.
Bro, I don't want to hear
talk to them then.
Because
they don't want to hear me.
Yeah.
You tell them.
Because they don't want to hear my jurisdiction. My stick. Bro, I'll fucking. Yeah.
Bro, I'll climb the the containers, the shipping containers.
I literally climbed the barrels like Donkey Kong, fucking throwing the shit off to get my whip back. Like, bro, it's so unfair in this world, man.
Yeah.
For context, there's a CBC clip where someone's CBC,
bro, every news channel has every this, bro, news TikTok. Channel,
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But in this one guy's case, his van got stolen from his driveway. He left an air tag in there, so he started tracing it because he's saying the cops couldn't do anything with it. He traced it back to his shipping container. His car is beeping from inside a shipping container. He's calling the cops saying, I'm standing outside a shipping container that's holding my car. They said, call the RCMP because it's out of our jurisdiction.
The fucking shipping police.
He calls the shipping police, says, guys, I'm outside. This is location. My car's right here. They said, we can't do anything about it. They ignored him for days, some weeks maybe. By the time he got fucking pings, says his pings went missing for 7 days. The next ping he got?
Africa.
Fucking Africa.
The motherland.
The motherland. He hired a private investigator over there in Africa to go over there, take pictures of the whip, take pictures of the VIN number. It was his VIN number, his car, with the AirTag still beeping. He's not getting that whip back.
They might be in on it, bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
Somebody getting a little something.
Because that just don't make sense.
Bro, we'll ship it out as soon as it leaves. Literally as soon as the boat leaves, there's no cop saying pull it back in. We're getting these good people their cars back. Because there's insurance. Their insurance goes up. The government still wins.
Yeah.
And the people are still broke.
Yeah.
And then they're breaking in cribs.
And domino effect.
Gotham
yeah.
City. Yeah. And then now niggas can't go to the hospital.
Real deal, real man.
Talk, no, you laughing at sticky, man. Real bro, talk, yeah.
Circle of life, bro. I'm telling you, aliens need to come down and just zap away these niggas, bro.
Yeah, sawtit.
Sawtit, yeah, literally. Yeah,
sticky, saw-tit. Man.
These niggas are getting crazy out here,
Scam calls are a part of my life.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just every day. I don't even answer my phone tomorrow. I can't take my phone serious. It's ringing. It's probably a joke, too.
I can't.
It's always a joke on my phone, bro. It's never ringing for real.
Yeah, literally. Even sometimes when you call.
Yeah, Sheldon. Yeah. All right. You're outside.
Sure. What that, bro? Until you're knocking on my door, I believe this shit, bro.
Bro, pure scam likely, man.
Yeah. I be seeing it, yeah, man. I block them when they come and then they don't come again.
I just don't answer.
Right.
As far as you know, his number's not in service.
One got me the other day. I was pissed off, man. I was deep in the Apex game. My phone ringing and it's like looks like a regular number. Says Toronto, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe somebody might. I got shit on Kijiji. Someone be calling me. So I'm in the game. Pick the shit up. Just hear Chinese, bro. Like, man.
Bro, at least do the right scam on me, nigga. Just come on, nigga. Just don't be ringing my shit.
Match my language.
Literally make me tell the room, hold on, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold on. There's a fucking serious call here. Hello?
oh my God.
Like, I really wonder who's in on the other side of these calls. Like,
bro, it's an Asian scam machine.
Yeah, we had an old sketch about like the other side of someone that has to. That was more of like telemarketing and shit, though. Mm. Actually, of like the telemarketers calling people and just gauging their interest. Like once they actually have someone like on the line and say like, oh shit, this person's fucking buying in.
Yeah,
because all the scams out there. But now they're on a whole new level.
But I don't get it. Like you stay on the line. For the Chinese shit, and then what happens? Like
the ones I'm familiar with, they'll be telling like Chinese immigrants or Asian immigrants that like you're the Asian government or the Chinese government's looking for you, or you didn't pay this tax or that tax.
Oh.
So call us back at this number, and we'll sort you out.
Okay.
And then, some people will literally fall for it, but
take advantage of it. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
As an English speaking man, nigga, nice try. Yeah. You just wasted a scam.
Honestly, you're lucky I don't learn fucking whatever language you speak just to say, nice try.
The robot. Nice try.
Well, our sponsor, Babbel.
That's real out here.
You bring my shit from Target? Trevon, man.
What's that?
That's crazy, dog.
Damn.
You fucked up on the import?
That's crazy, dog.
Oh, no, no. That's
no,
why,
there's
bro.
No, that's why.
This guy remembers.
No,
I didn't ring.
No. Okay. The litter of the weekend I told you to remind me, that's when I died.
Okay.
Yeah, I was fully out of commission. And then I was scripting right into that point.
Remember.
Yeah, no,
that's
no,
kind
no.
of
that's too sick to remember.
Okay, no. Because I was supposed to go that weekend. And I texted myself, remind me this weekend, I'll go get it done.
Target has some special goods.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
stuff that we don't got out here. I needed some retinol.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, they got a certain retinol. That
what's retinol do? Eyeball.
It's like what do you call it? Like exfoliate. Thingy, whatever, but it's really good for my
I'll
skin.
I'll still get it. I'll still
no,
get
no,
it.
No, 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 it's okay,
it's
brother.
Done. It's done. It's I okay. said I get it. Nigga.
It's okay.
We gotta jump back real quick.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay,
we gotta
okay.
go back there. But it was.
But it makes sense. It makes sense why he didn't get it. It makes sense because the nigga asked me to remind him on a certain day.
Yeah.
And I put it in my calendar and I reminded him on that day. So
you forgot to remember.
Yeah. You needed another reminder.
I needed one more after that blackout, bro.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Well, there's a lot of things missing because apparently I have headphones. That's
yeah.
I don't fucking know, man. Maybe they're life. There, maybe they're not.
Yeah, bro. You might know it's the baby wire in my ear, nigga. Can't even look up my drink. Nigga.
Forgot
I had water.
Bro, yeah, I don't know. I really can't tell you where that is. And I wonder if I have foggy memory from all the gas. Like, I generally, all
they say that's a symptom.
You probably don't sharpen your memory.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean.
I forgot. I'm sharp.
Just bad with headphones.
No, I'm sharp, bro. But it's just, honestly, this since November, it's just been overload.
Right.
It's been a lot. It's been fucking overload. So, little things that I'm missing, I'm like, all right, you got to meet me somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you if those headphones are in my house.
They probably are.
I don't think so. If I had to put money on, I'd say no.
I feel like either that or they in Long Beach.
But we wouldn't have left them in that house. I checked that house way too many times.
So I feel like they had
the
crib. Because I feel like if they was at the studio, I feel like somebody would have said something.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, you'd be two headphones short.
Yeah, they had the crib.
Because, no, we definitely finished filming on them. They're either just in his bag or my bag.
Yeah.
But I unpacked my whole bag. And then everything from that bag was sitting in my equipment section. And I just repacked my equipment.
Okay, so fuck.
So I don't,
it's a tough
one.
Man.
We'll see when I go back.
It's
but
a tough one.
I can't remember when I said it, but a couple podcasts, it's a minute ago, we left Drip at my dad's. And I said, I'll just come back to it and forget it. Like, I had it. So I just remembered everything I had there. We came back and I was like, yes.
Oh, you got Drip there?
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, because I couldn't bring too many things up. And I was just like, all right, let me just grab shit from over there.
Yeah.
But most of it is fucking garbage now. And I'm just like, dog.
It's crazy, man.
That's how it gets, man. So I guess, bro.
Fashion.
Fast.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's a cycle. Now I'm sleeping in cargos, bro.
Plaid cargos.
Fucking plaid bedtime shorts, man.
Y'all don't do y'all don't sleep shirtless?
I do sometimes, man. I kind of went away from it. I used to always do it, but then, I don't know. It really depends on the night, but
yeah,
it used to be always no matter what. But
I feel like this is my first, 23 was my first year, consistently doing it.
Shirtless? Just picked it up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked it up one night.
The shirt lets you not have your blanket all the way over you. So I'm warm enough in my shirt, I can let my blanket chill. But when I'm shirtless, I gotta go tug it, and that's when I get hot and shit.
Yeah.
I mix it up all the time, man. Sometimes I'm shirtless, sometimes I'm straight boxers, sometimes I'm ball shorts and
last
shirt.
Last night I was TLC mode, though.
Yeah. I haven't been TLC. Yeah, not in a minute. Not since I put on them white linens.
Yeah.
Just afraid of
I ain't doing that ever again. We bought some white. It's just weird, bro.
It's nice.
White?
Yeah.
White.
White sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Too. I'd rather not still.
Yeah, some hotel some shit. Yeah. Sleep in the ass. Fuck it. Y'all take care of it.
Yeah, I definitely sweat. I sweat. If you sweat before, I sweat. That's swatted.
It's not sweated.
That don't sound right.
Yeah. Childish.
It does sound childish.
We didn't think of that one all the way through.
Or maybe it's like read and red. It's sweat the same, but it's
I sweat. Oh yeah, I sweat.
I sweat.
I sweat yesterday.
Now you just sound like you don't know English. I sweat yesterday.
I think that's what it is.
I'm sweating. I think it's just sweating and sweat.
That's right. I was sweating.
I sweated.
Let's Google this.
The man sweat.
The man swatted.
Damn.
The man swatted. All right. Sweat. We're saying, what's your final answer? You're saying you
sweat. I'm saying sweat.
You
sweat past
you
tense?
You sweated last night?
No, I'm saying I sweat last night.
I sweat last night, I sweat. Boy.
It's sweated.
Sweated?
Yeah. Sweated?
Yeah.
What did I say?
Swatted.
Swatted.
No, I started with sweated, though.
Yeah, you said sweated.
And I went to swatted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sweated.
The past tense of sweat is sweated, but sweat is also considered correct.
Oh, there you go.
So I sweat last night, boy.
So we're
both. Yeah,
that's sweat.
I fucking sweat last night, boy.
You see Danny's dictionary?
Confusing the Oxford dictionaries.
Shit.
Like, this cool, that cool. We don't really say it like that, but that's all right, nigga.
So, yeah, but yeah, just one point. I was just sweating at night and I woke up and you can see all white sheets.
Yeah, that's sweating. Why I don't like white sheets, because I might be sweating sometimes,
Even gray sheets, man, shit turn black.
Yeah, you don't want to see that shit. Yeah, man.
I'm saying go, it's black, man. It's black. It's black.
It's black. It's black. It's the greatest secret, man.
Yeah.
Black, but then I get sober.
Black don't do good with drool, though.
It don't, like, I'm a chronic drooler.
Yeah, not the drooler.
Sometimes I just wake up, I just walk out the bathroom with the bedroom with my pillowcase. Like, yeah. You ain't gonna see this. You ain't wanna see this.
Crazy dream, bro. Crazy. It's always what I miss up. When you're in a deep sleep, wake up in a deep puddle still.
Sure,
like,
for sure.
That will show like how deep a sleep you are in still. Like,
you're human, man.
So you get such a good sleep, you got to rate it as soon as you wake up. So, that was a good sleep. You just leave a rating on your way out. Great sleep. Just to yourself, bro.
I've been fucking fighting sleep, man. Like, I've been trying to get up 5:45 every day since I got here.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking working, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. Fuck that. Sorry. I get it. Like, you know, you hear about, like, you know, the Mark Wahlbergs and
the fucking Henry Goggins.
Okay, if I'm Mark Wahlberg, dog, I can wake up at 4 a.m. I got too much shit going on, bro. Like, that Mark Wahlberg wasn't waking up at 4 a.m. when he had Central Intelligence going on. Like, right, all the other movies.
He slept then.
Them niggas, you know what I mean? Like,
well, so why do you feel like he's not sleeping enough?
Because he got like he's good.
Oh,
he's good. Probably wake up early if I had like.
Bro, I'm gonna be sleeping.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Nah, because he's just saying I'm an active nigga. But if I was like up early, you have no work, no nothing, you ain't got nothing to do, and you're wrestling municipal.
You're giving me reasons to sleep.
Nah. Because Mark Wahlberg's thing is like I'm waking up, I'm getting to it, I got all this, like I'm going to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had nothing to do, I'd wake up, go to the gym, go back to sleep all day and say, I'm fucking asleep
after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're Mark Wahlberg, so you don't want people to see you at the gym. So you wake up early. No, that's the only way it makes sense in my head.
I'm like, sure that gym is in his goddamn basement or in his crib somewhere.
Training is a skill. I'm just saying the nigga can afford to, although yes, it is, you can afford to sleep in. His reverse is he can afford to wake up early because he ain't got nothing to do for the rest of the day.
I don't see it, man.
Maybe, I don't know if it's like, you're rich and every day it's like, yes, I'm rich.
Okay. Yeah.
Get up early. I can't even sleep.
Spend some money. Yes.
No, it's just, I'm good. Like,
I feel
I
feel that.
Get up the municipal, like.
You drop my whip.
Nigga Mark Wahlberg said, fucking, what that nigga said? The nigga put the drip on and said, what did he say? I got that new manager gonna drip. What did he say?
All this designer got me drip.
Nigga, what did you say?
What did that nigga Mark Wahlberg say? He said, first of all, I'm saying I'm a bit drip or I'll drip.
He said this.
You don't remember what he called Roddy Rich?
And he's in like his own clothing line.
Yeah,
like,
municipal. That's what I'm saying, bro.
He had to have
He said, first of all, he said something that part.
That part.
said something about Roddy Rich, bro.
I think it was like one of those like, what are you wearing videos, right? Type shit.
Yeah, but he didn't even describe anything. But he said, ooh, that part.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you recorded this at 4 a.m.?
Yes, bro. It's like fucking early, like 6 a.m. Nah, just pee.
If we find that video,
please. My whole point is that like they think ain't got nothing to do with just wake up, work out, and then promote whatever. Yes, right, and go back to bed. Like,
and then go back to bed. Okay.
You know, he's not stressed and looking for a role or anything. Maybe, that's what you're gonna sleep in, bro. I got a charge for today, bro. The nigga's chilling. I'm telling you, bro. Check back in about 30 years, 20 years, man. I'm be waking up at 10 a.m. when 4 a.m. with nothing to do. Yeah, all day.
So right now you got too much shit to do to be waking up early.
Bro, no, I try to wake up early. I'm just like, I literally woke up at 45, and I said, how many fucking minutes? Fuck up. Cause you know you're gonna be too tired for going on, bro. You're gonna be too tired for the rest of the day, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know what? That's the angle I could get with.
I kind of get it. Yeah,
if your day is yours, like, Doc, I'm not fucking doing that either. I'm fucking sleeping.
I don't give a shit what I gotta do,
bro. Yeah, you gotta have energy for that 11 a.m.
Yes, makes sense. Yes.
If I got nothing to do, there's I have energy for anything.
It's like when they go work in the morning, what you do?
I got a beer at the motherfucking place. Yo, I think the funniest thing is when time doesn't move for no man, but a nigga will still try to squeeze an hour of sleep. I'm like, you're gonna be late. Bro, I just got one more hour, bro.
Got too much shit going on, gang. Yo, this checks out weirdly enough.
Yo, that was so hard for me to explain.
You convinced me, sir. You convinced me. I can't.
Okay, when you want, you just do whatever with your day, man. Man, I'm going to bed at 3, nigga. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck it, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So, point is, I'm trying that right now, but I know I'm going to be too tired for later. Yeah. So, I'm like, all right, let me just
get back to this morning.
Yo, just get back to the grind.
I ain't earned it yet, man.
It's backwards, but trust me, bro. When you said, I'm only that bad for a couple of hours, bro. Anyways, yeah. Trust me. Find the Mark Wahlberg clip. It's going to make sense. You ain't got nothing going on, bro. In a good way. You want to be Mark Wahlberg.
Word.
Man, the other day, you a new dog father. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your opinion. He's a boy. My sister put up a picture of her dog. He's a young man. She put a fucking pepper on his penis.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, are you covering the dog penis?
I think I am. You know, not that like if it gets out there, I'm gonna be like,
your dog's noodles.
You know what I mean? Like if I take a video and it happens to get like that, but I try to cover it. Like, I had him on stream the other day, and I was like, covering it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Just give my nigga a little respect, man. If you want to show y'all, he can show y'all. But if I'm showing him y'all, I ain't going to show y'all shit. Because that ain't my decision. You know what I mean?
That's it. I only think it's just weird. Because, like, you sitting there looking for the right emoji to say, oh, yeah, this one's going to be big.
I personally did
that. Bro, I thought about it before because I took a picture of Brooklyn and I said, damn, bro.
It is a little disturbing.
You just take away from the cuteness.
The thing is, though, people be calling you out when you do that. Like,
really?
I posted a video of Kaz. He was, like, under the table and he walked away, right? So it was just, like, bare butthole. And Mags actually messaged me like, bro, you just got the dog's butthole out on Instagram. And I'm like, damn, is that like a thing? Like, I should be like cognizant of? Like, you know what I mean?
That's that Gen Z shit, no, man. Bro, I've been posting my dog's butthole, man. It's the thing you don't even think about.
Why are you looking at? Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. If I had a pit, though, I'd probably cover that shit up.
Them niggas be having balls.
Yeah, like we saw in a few episodes back. I'd put a loaf of bread on that or something. Yeah.
But once you slice that, it's gone, right? So they say.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, or just putting them nigga in shorts.
Nice. Bro, I'm looking to source dog shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
For my real dog. Yeah, just to. Yeah. He'd be on in the house and shit, sitting down on my arm and shit. Like, bro, get your ass.
Get your dog shorts. Well,
man.
I wipe my butts, my dog's butt and shit. We've been still, there. Yeah, I still do that. But you know what? I noticed that Seiko do lick himself.
Yeah.
So
all dogs do.
I've been wiping him a little less just because I'm like, you're going to go lick yourself.
But yeah.
If he take a shit, I wipe his butt because I ain't trying to have no shit.
Yeah, or just spray him.
Spray him.
You
spray
get an ass bottle.
Yeah, just get an ass bottle going and just sanitize it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yo, they got him. I bet we should make that product, man. Somebody got a dog butt spray product out there. Just easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess it's still
well, you
be
still
wet.
Got a wipe, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, you right.
Yeah, just put a little nigga some shorts.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to look at that.
A little dog ass
little
spray.
Dog shorts. I mean, probably not. I got to take him outside too much.
Take your shorts off.
So I'm not taking him off and putting you
guys. Flaps. Like, next to the back.
Still, bro. Yeah, like, that's an extra step, yeah. Bro. Like, even the boots, because, you know, we got the salt out here.
Oh, yeah.
You have boots on him?
You got to put the boots on him, bro, because you take him outside, he step on salt, he start crying and shit.
Bro. Even Kaz?
Kaz got boots, yeah.
Kaz shoes.
Yeah, you got it. It's like a little rubber.
They walk too weird.
It's like a rubber.
Yeah, they be.
Huh?
They be waddling.
They be walking. They be
not with them. So he got boots. Like, he got, like, boots like with bottom like rubber and shit. Those ones he be like waddling and shit, but we got like these little
like a bag of gold thing.
It's like a little coin sack, and it's just like elastic and it's rubber and it just snaps to the foot.
That's hard.
And they good on that. You don't walk weird off that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not aware of the dog winter problems.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for the summer, bro.
Tight shit, bro.
I can't wait, fam.
Yeah, honestly, man. Yeah, even being here.
Yeah.
It's negative 10, 5 days in a row.
Bro, you I'm not gonna lie. Y'all came and just
sunk.
It got wicked. Like, yeah.
This guy told us as soon as we landed, said, "You're welcome, man. You guys welcome to a piece of cold." Piece of cold.
Like the week before, it wasn't like that, bro. It was modest. Yeah. It was chill. Like, no snow.
I felt it, man. Florida makes me not check the weather. So I'm just, you trust with whatever you got out there. But here, I'm on that app, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Home screen widget.
You got to be, bro. You can't even make plans for real if you're not checking the weather. You're going to be out in the snowstorm stuck, nigga. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. But it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. It's a nice place. But fuck.
Everywhere got its shit,
so
though.
So cold, man.
Yeah, bro, I had to do the winter tires finally.
Damn, winter tires.
You just got them on now?
I just put them on like 3 days ago.
Your bro deals with
damn,
that?
Damn, bro.
Not anymore, man.
It's kind of late.
My bro be too far now, man. He up in the, you know, your pops is out.
Oh, yeah, you need winter tires to get to him. To change your winter tires.
You know, so I just pay now.
Yeah.
You did them kind of late, though, no, brother?
I always did them late, though.
It wasn't snowing.
But then you got to take them off sooner.
Sooner, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be here, too.
Bro, we'd take them bitches off, like, for real, like, October.
Yes, a lot of people say that, man. But you know what? My problem was I was waiting on my brother.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, for sure.
Yeah.
So then I just decided, you know, forget it. It's getting too wicked, you know? Pay somebody, but yeah,
that's a scary thing about Toronto, man, or just Canada. It's just the driving conditions, and people drive like so. Like, if I don't have to go on the highway, I'm not doing it,
bro.
Right here.
Telling you,
side street, bro,
Buck Road,
telling you, bro,
let's go 60 the whole way.
Yeah, it's tough though, because I feel like that play into the seasonal depression of like certain people, man, because you don't go nowhere because you're it's not even worth it type shit.
It's tough, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to look it that way and flip it, man, because at the same time when we were boarding the curb in winter, we just did work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just hibernate for real.
Hibernate, you don't see me, and I just either come back bulky or fucking like ideas are bulkier, whatever it is, but
yeah,
use it to your advantage. If you shouldn't be too sad that you're not going out, that says something else about yourself,
other people and shit, socialize and shit,
but so you shouldn't depend on all that. Like, you should still have something to say, I'm good,
100%. By yourself. I agree,
yeah.
Like, obviously, it's not like I love being around people and being able to socialize, but also like moving, it changed that for me where I'm like, all right, I'm less dependable on people to like find a vibe and have a good time. So now I'm a little bit more okay to just chill out the crib and just watch TV all day. And just,
shit.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's easier for me to come here now and just chill and not have to do like so much shit. Because you get used to it, man. Like, especially Toronto times when we're going out all the time in the summer and go and do this one day, go to that the next day. It's like, it's fun for sure, but it's hard to kind of, like, once you're in that, to be on the outside and just take a step back and say, oh shit. I can chill out. I don't have to go out today. It's just so easy to say, yeah, down the street, you're there. Party vibes. Shell off.
Yeah, I'd be ready to say no.
Yeah.
Sure.
Y'all don't watch hockey, right?
Hell no.
No.
I don't think, you ever think they'll stop, like, punching each other with helmets on?
That's the only thing I think about hockey. I'm like, dog, y'all still fighting? Like, every time I tune back into hockey, I'm like, bro, I can't believe this is, like, still just part of it.
Why do y'all do that?
Like, the refs just back up and just...
Yeah. It's, like, it's weird. It's, like, you just... You're punching a plastic helmet
until it comes off, and it's just straight to
it come off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know sometimes they take it off.
Yeah. Sometimes they punch it off, or
and I respect the niggas that. You know what I mean? Like a kickoff, and they go with the gloves and they take the helmet off. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, bro, this ain't even hockey.
As a professional athlete, bro, unless I'm in the UFC, we're not fighting.
I can't say that.
Nah, bro.
Shit get crazy sometimes.
No,
man.
I will fight. But like,
but in hockey, well, it's almost off, like they're they want it to get good.
Yeah,
they're
that's like a right. part of the game. That's like training. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, if you're
working on
fight
snuffs
moment,
today.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, I wouldn't even want to play hockey if I'm just like, bro, I'm really good at skating, but I don't want to fight.
So go figure skate.
Like, I'm even going, like, you know what I mean?
Wow. Hockey community is going to chew your ass up.
What? What do you mean?
Spit you out.
Bro, yeah, what if I want to go all skills and shit? Like, bro, I don't want to fight, bro. I'm trying to.
You can't just go fucking drape up Kevin Durant and punch him in his face five times on ice. Like,
No. I'm pretty sure there's like probably a notion to where it starts. Like, I don't think if one person is trying to fight another person, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. Right? I could be wrong though, but
that's what
if
I'm
you're
saying.
On your Kawhi shit, I don't think a nigga's going to fight you, bro.
But I don't think so, bro. Because you can just be looking for a fight where you're poking a bear so much. And it's like, all right, like.
Then, but it's on you to.
What am I gonna skate away? Hey man, now I'm gonna just look. You know, back away with my stick. Hey, bro. It's just I don't know. Maybe we need to hear the rules because I enjoy hockey, man. I enjoy the scene of going somewhere with your coat and watching something.
Nah, you lost me there.
Nah, indoor arena, you'll be okay in there. Like, that's nice.
Nah, I've been to hockey. It's still cold.
I enjoyed
yeah,
both.
Yeah, you gotta get like drunk and shit, warm up.
Mm-hmm. But if that's the vibes, the shirts are. Let's go in. Mm. But I would go to like a Stanley Cup game.
Who wouldn't though?
Then you enjoy it. You know, I can find a way to enjoy it.
Okay. Same. I like sports for sure. So I got 100%. But yeah, I don't like being cold at all, man. I never have. Never will.
You ever seen them niggas check into a hockey game? Niggas is active.
Wait, what was that?
What
do you mean?
That's why them niggas check in. There's not even no horn.
They go over the thing. Yeah,
Bro, niggas just check in like that. Like, you know, that's kind of cold. So everyone, it's like, all right, come on. Them niggas just fucking on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, respect the hockey.
I respect that, man.
Excuse me. Who do you think is more skilled athletes, hockey players or basketball players?
Basketball.
Okay.
Bro, hockey's hard, man.
Hockey's hard.
Bro, you gotta know how to skate and rip it on skates and cross niggas out on skates and pass the boy, your boy all the way down there, a fucking little tiny puck.
At high speed.
Yeah,
I feel like that's many.
I feel like that's
basketball.
I'm not gonna say ball is easy.
Basketball, you gotta score a lot of fucking points. I'm not gonna lie. For 48 minutes.
Sometimes when you just really think about the elements of basketball, like, we're throwing this little rock from very far into this little fucking hole.
Yo.
That should be money. I'm like, yo, that's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
a computer.
Yeah.
I'll only say basketball, man, just because like in every sport,
every professional sport,
it's just fucking get this ball through his net.
What's the easiest sport?
I don't want to upset anybody.
The easiest sport,
like, man, I can do that shit.
Honestly, bro, I'm gonna say American football.
Really?
Physicality aside. It hurt.
Yeah,
but
just
like
getting your knees fucking bent backwards.
I can't.
But I mean,
in
terms of, like, yeah, because it's like a lot of people are doing one thing on that
team.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? But in basketball, you're doing a lot of different things. In soccer, you're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
In hockey, you're doing a lot. Like, but in football, it's like you're kicking, you're throwing, you're doing one thing. You got to learn how to do that niggas, very well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's like 50 niggas on a team. So I'm going to say American football.
Like, if you had to think of one sport to just like get by at, and like, yo, no one fucking, like, you know, like, you don't got to.
American football. Easiest.
But then there's like, there's still like, even though there's 100 people on a team, there's still like 1,000 people waiting to get on that team. So it's like, you still have to do everything. Like, you have one chance to do your job, and if you don't, you're out of there.
Yeah, so but like, I'm talking skill like, level though, right? That was the question, right? What do you think is the most skilled?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I would say fucking like table ping pong.
No, that's hard.
No, you're wilding.
You can't even get 5 volleys sometimes.
Huh?
You can't even get 5 back and forth sometimes. Well,
if that's professional against professional.
Bro, even
there's no players there. Like, there's no players there. It's like, okay, maybe I can backspin this ball, but it's like, all right, who can keep up with the most rallies? But I don't know. Football is fucking.
First of all, okay. So I don't know how many, rounds are in table tennis, but if it's the same as tennis. Bro, a tennis match is like 2 hours, bro. So like, you gotta compete for 2 hours, bro.
That's a hard question.
It's a hard question.
I don't know what the easiest sport is. Like, every sport is gonna be tough. But like, if you're also asking me, like, you can say bowling's fucking easiest sport. But then you can get mad at me.
But then I don't know. I don't know if bowling is a a sport. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bowling's a sport.
Man. I feel like bowling is a game.
Bowling is sports. So. Now we're gonna get canceled,
that's
bro.
Okay. I don't care. That's my opinion. I
bowling,
like,
yeah, niggas with bowl shirts like and shit. Hey, nigga,
what the fuck is this guy? Throw bowling balls to the laptop, bro.
I don't know. It's a tough question. I'd love to, you know, sign off in the comments, man. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
I would love to.
Horse racing.
I debated that. Horse.
Okay. All you gotta do. It's all horse.
Yeah, train the horse. Man, that's not easy, man.
No, but the rider don't train the horse. The trainer train the horse.
Yeah.
The trainer train the rider, too.
I think football, man. Outside of the quarterback.
I don't know, man.
Outside of the quarterback, and that's my answer. I don't think there's any answer that you won't get some flack for, but that's my answer.
Easiest sport to go pro. Let's just see. First answer. They said in terms of numbers globally, probably soccer.
No.
Yes, because there are so many different leagues. Yeah. There are so many professional leagues, right? So, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
That's funny.
They're saying professional athletes would be considered expert in most sports. A basic rule for talent development is that it takes 10,000 hours of practice, let's argue merit or whatever, to become an expert. So if you're a school athlete and you play the sport from 7th to 12th grade, if you practice 2 hours a day, 3 months a year.
2 hours a day.
You can be pro by the time you hit grade 12.
If you had to max out a basketball contract right now, nigga, or maybe what, max? You have a year. Where are you going to make the most amount of money as a basketball player? You right now, Trevon.
If you had to
get the most amount of money for basketball,
I'd go overseas. Train for a year, I can go overseas.
I'm going to like China, Taiwan, or something. Yeah.
I'm going to the smallest country, niggas.
I can go overseas for sure, yeah. And I'm either coming off the bench or if I go in the gym for a year and just get my shot and my handles right.
You at least make it to the bench. Yeah.
I don't know,
man. I can at least make it to the bench.
I don't know, man.
You paying a grip out there,
like,
man.
You talking, like, in reality right now? Like, train for a year, done with the vids, done with
finish
the show.
Finish everything. I go in the gym for a year, and I'm working out.
You think you come off the bench?
I'll go over China. Yeah, hell yeah, I'll go overseas and on the bench. Yeah. And I'm dunking my niggas over there. What the fuck? Right. Hell yeah. Bro, I think I could have went pro if I played ball. From grade 7. Literally, if it's saying the same shit, someone's trained from grade 7, I could have had a chance to go to a school in the States.
I just always think about, like, the worst nigga in the NBA is still so much better than us.
Nah, but he'll be so much better than us, like,
here?
For, like, maybe one day, but you're not coming back to see me day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Eventually, I'll fucking surpass a nigga.
But he working too, though.
Yeah, okay, but some niggas are just, you just don't got it.
Okay. But if they overseas with a because you taking a contract spot. So if they overseas with a contract already, they've been working.
My thing is this. There's just gonna be certain people that got it and certain people that don't. I could be a nigga that doesn't have it, but you just gave more time to figure out if you have it or not. Yeah, some people have a better work ethic, some people listen better, some people can learn quicker.
Better team players, things of that nature.
Better team players, all that shit.
Niggas can't stop eating Oreos.
Some niggas can't. They have their own ways that hold them back. Like I wouldn't have like stripper problems and shit.
Stripper problems.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm going to a club every day, like doing this, doing that. I'm not gonna have those problems. So now I'm it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's your edge. I don't know.
That may be my edge, yeah, for real. But I think I can go overseas and ball still. I'm a good height, good weight. If I cut and I learn how to fucking dribble with my left hand, right hand, learn how to pass. Just this player, I just catch a ball and pass it back here. Okay.
Oh, 100 racks a month, 100 racks a year, I mean.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would 100%. I just believe in myself that I can do that. I'll say that.
No, I mean, I think, you know, definitely you have the height for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything's possible once you put the work in, but I still think it's like,
it'd be tough. It'd
be a gamble. Okay.
It'd be tough.
Okay, man.
Say that.
I'm just not going to tell myself I can't do something.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think anybody should, but.
For sure.
Yeah, it's also a comedy podcast. So.
Yeah, this is hypotheticals, man.
Nigga just hit backspace in his comment.
He's like, oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a wholesome one, man. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man, to push the program. Drop that little red hot 5-star stunner rate, man. Apple Pod, Spotify. A wholesome review is always good. And yeah, listen. Snoop Dogg, my girl, remember when Snoop Dogg got everyone with the, hey, I'm done with smoke.
Oh, yeah, the smoke shit.
But first off, I saw it from a mile away.
Come on.
Who says it like that? I'm done with smoke.
Yeah.
And then Symphony's like, Snoop Dogg, stop smoking. I'm like, nigga, I ain't Snoop, nigga, double G, nigga. I ain't Snoop Dogg, nigga.
I'm telling you, man.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.